Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches. The Chavim makes a big statement. He says that everything the Chachamim asked to go out with into Sarabim, it's also also to go out with it to any place that does not have Erev, any place that you cannot carry, whether it's a Karmelis or it's a Chatzah Shenem Revis. A Chatzah does not have an Erev, whether to carry from the Bayis to the Chatzah or around in the Chatzah is Aser, and therefore you cannot wear this Tachshah, this thing, out into the Chatzah or go out with it in the Chatzah, except with two exceptions of a Kovel and Pei Anachris. You have two Tachshitin that she wears on her head, that the Chum allowed because they're afraid of the Skana of Vaila. Her husband won't like her anymore if she doesn't wear some love of Tachshitin, some love of jewelry, or things to make her look nice on her. So these two things, Kovel and Pei Anachris, they allowed. But everything else, they did not allow her to go out with, even to a Chatzah She'enim Revis on Shabbos, because the Chashash would take off and come to carry. And the Mechaber says, the other Rishonim hold that you can't even wear these things in the house, because she might go outside to the Chatzah. Now in the house, the Kavol Chayim not to a Chatzah which has an Erev, the Kavol Chayim not to a Chatzah which does not have an Erev, except for the Kavol and the Peinachos, those two things are they allowed. Then the Mechaber brings a third Shita, that maybe she could wear these things out to a Chatzah, even a Chatzah she'inim Erevus, even a Chatzah does not have an Erev. It's only also to wear it outside to a Sarabim or a Karmelis. In any case, the Mechaber says that nowadays, the women are naked to wear all the Tachshita now, even to Shrabim, everywhere, they wear all the jewelry, and they're not worried about all the things we learned in the Siman, that she might come to carry it. And this is very strange, it's bizarre, it's connected to Gemara, all the Rishonim should be in agreement about this. So, the Mechaber says that some say the Taka it's also, but we don't tell them anything, it's Mutuv, Shishaygus, V'Aliyah, Mezidus. If they're not going to listen anyway, anything that's not Mefurish in the Torah, and you know someone's not going to listen to you, you just don't say anything. Rather, you should do B'Shegig, rather than doing a B'Mezid. If they might listen, you say something, or if it's Mefurish B'Torah. Here it's not Mefurish B'Torah, it's a Sermon Drabonon that she might come to carry, and she's not going to listen, so we just don't say anything. However, the Mechaber says the Arishanim, her Malamet Chus, and they say the Pshan, the our woman is, because based on the fact that we said that the Arishanim will say that the only Isser is to go out in Rishis Rabim or a Karmelis, and not the Chatzah doesn't have an Erev, so why did they ask her Karmelis? All to Rishis Rabim. If you wear down the Karmelis, you might wear a Sarabim. If you carry the Karmelis, you might come to carry a Sarabim. So the Rishonim say that nowadays, according to many places, we don't really have a Sarabim deraisa. This is based on the old Machlekes, which we'll find in Shem at different times in Shem Memhei, that Sarzayin, that what does it take to be a Sarabim deraisa? Is it good enough if the street is 60 amos wide and people go there? Or does it also have to have that 600,000 people use it? It's Machlekes Rishonim. And Grad the Machaber in Shem Memhei, Sarzayin is Noita Lahachmer on it, that he brings the Mekilim. Mishpura brings that a lot of Achrayim say that the minig is to be Mekel, other Achrayim HaMachber, Mishpura says about Nefesh Yachmer al-Atzmoy on the Shiloh. But in any case, the Shulchan Aruch here is saying the women rely on the Mekilim on that Shiloh, and therefore we don't have a Sarabim. So therefore there's no issue of wearing these things out of Sarabim, because it might come to carry Sarabim, because we don't have a Sarabim. Even the Karmelis is not a problem, because the whole issue of the Karmelis is Otu Sarabim. If there's no Sarabim, there's no issue of Karmelis Otu Sarabim, because it can never come to Isidra Isa of a Sarabim. The Ramah brings another Svarati Mekel, and now there's much more jewelry around, women wear jewelry even during the week. There was no Kashash going to take it off and show it to somebody. In the old days, jewelry is very scant, there wasn't so much, and they had it special only for Shabbos. Then you might want to take it off and show someone your jewelry. Nowadays, so much jewelry, the Kashash to take it off and show someone is very slim, and therefore, the whole Gzair does not apply. And that's what the Ramah brings, B'Shem, Taisvis, and others. Then the Machaber says that even for Mekel, however, a ring that has a chesam, like a signet ring for a woman, or a ring that's not a signet ring for a man, those things are chayv chatas in Rish Rabim. So those things, even nowadays, will be awesome derbonon in the Karmelis. Anything that's chayv chatas in Rish Rabim is definitely awesome derbonon in the Karmelis. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says, there are those who say that nowadays, men, it's normal for men to go out with rings that are not signet rings, and it's normal for ladies to go out with signet rings, maybe, and therefore nowadays, can be all rings are tachshitin for men and for women, and therefore there's no issue of rings, the Metzias changed since the Zman HaMishnah. However, the Mechaber says that's for sure if they warn the ladies not to go outside with machta, with needles stuck into their clothing that are not needed to hold the geshur and to hold the clothing together. And this they will listen to us, because jewelry they won't listen to us not to wear. They want to wear the jewelry. They want to show the jewelry. But these extra needles are not necessary for them, and therefore they will listen to us, and we should warn them not to go out with extra needles and pins stuck into their clothing. Sif Yotes, the Mechaber says you have to warn the ladies not to metalta, not to carry a machta, a needle that's chud or it's ukitz, that either the hole isn't there, or the ukit, it's like the ball on top of it. Whatever it is, different parts of the needles are missing. The ladies cannot carry it, it's pashim muksa, unless this part of the needle fell off on Erev Shabbos, and you miyachad it to still use it like this, missing this piece, so then you made it into a kli before Shabbos. But otherwise, they should not be metalto, these kalim, these types of needles, which are missing a piece on Shabbos, because it's an issue of muksa. Mishnah Berurah says, the Magvam argues the Mechaber, and says that the rules are much more limited. It's only by a machat nekuva, a machat that has a hole in it, that the Shem Kli gets lost by taking away the chud or the chur, these different parts of it. But by a machat she'in nekuva, a nila doesn't have a neck of it, does not lose the Shem Kli unless both the chud and the ukit are both taken away. In any case, a miyachid erev Shabbos then becomes a kli in all circumstances.